There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk shopping because they are back open. Joining us on the line now is the boss of Ace Hardware, Mederic Payne, the managing director for multi-brands at Alphatame, to give him his full job title. Morning, Mederic.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us in simple terms what is happening at Ace Hardware stores as we head towards, 9 o'clock in the morning right now.
Of course. So we're trying to serve our community. That's part of our ambition, to be Ace the Helpful Place. So we're getting our store ready. That means that over the last few weeks, we've diverted from being just a very focused e-com business to a more now back-to-usual store business. But that comes with lots of responsibility that you can imagine. Notably, obviously, safety is paramount for our customers and for our staff. So in doing so, we had to come up with some innovative way of how to deal with the appropriate measures, which the guidelines and protocols have been asked for reopening. So the whole of Alphatame and obviously the Ace team have been working on some innovative solutions, and we've come up with one which really is a first, and that will enable us to proper manage our customers as they come to the stores.
So it's QR codes, isn't it? Explain in simple terms how it works. If I turn up later today at Ace Hardware and I want a new barbecue, what's going to happen?
Okay, so there are two ways really that we will love to see you come to our stores and get your barbecue. The first is just simply a walk-in. So if you come to the store and turn up at the car park, obviously we have to be careful how many customers we can take in. So there is a Q code system where we have got a piece of software that's been developed in the last 72 hours with the help of Microsoft and a startup company. We've worked extremely hard to use the technology of this Q code that you'll be able to point at the Q code with your camera. It will recognize it. And then we basically, as a walk-in customer, ask you just to give us your phone number, which is not held in any database. So purely it's to be able to make sure that we recognize there's an individual present. And then the system calls you forward and it allows you in. Now, the reason for that is so that we have a way of identifying literally how many physical beings are present that we're allowed to take into the store, because obviously there are strict controls on how many physical people were allowed into the building at any one time.
So the QR code, do I scan this on your website before I leave home, or is there a QR code on a post outside the door?
So it's outside the door for the QR code. So that's done outside there and then on the spot. And then the second way of going into the store is a pre-booking, which is simply you go on our webpage using your phone or your desktop, and it only takes a couple of seconds, and you can see it immediately when you land on our aceuae.com webpage, and you simply book a slot. It takes only a few seconds, and then you get a text on your phone to say, please come at the time that you've been asked to come. And then as you arrive at the store, we scan you in with a scanner. So basically, the QR code is the walk-in way, and then there's a pre-booking on the system on our webpage that allows you to be scanned into the store, and then we know exactly how many people we have in the store, and then that allows us also to literally check you out, if you like, separate to the paying checkout. This is just a physical count through the systems on technology using digital.
Okay, so let's assume that I turn up this afternoon to get my barbecue, but the store's already at its maximum capacity. Do we have a long queue outside the door? It's getting hot at the moment, isn't it? Do we have spacing for that queue? How are you handling that overcapacity?
Yeah, so that was probably the one thing that we had to really... We had two things we realised that we had to look about, which was the physical side of retail. The first is obviously protect our customers given the heat. So currently, most of our stores are also standalone. We're not necessarily a mall. So we are putting up gazebos and umbrellas to provide shade to our customers, given obviously that many of them are fasting. And obviously the heat can get really hot in the afternoon. So the first thing is to protect our customers and making sure those that have to wait. And I have to say, most customers will be very understanding, and we have stickers outside to make sure people keep the distances, the 2 meter distance from one customer to the other. And I think I have to say, yesterday when I was present at the store, I saw a lot of super patient and great customer behaviors who were very cooperative with our teams. So that was great to see, that everybody wants us to sort of work in a safe way. And then the other aspect is simply, we've just got to understand that there is a limit, as you know. So if you come and the store is full, the fact that you use a QR code, we know you're waiting, and then you are prioritized on the queue. So we will call you forward and let you in as soon as someone comes.
So I could go back and sit in my car with the air conditioning on, and then I'd get a message, would I?
Absolutely. So that's the whole idea of the phone. So you can sit safely in your car, and we would let you know that we basically have a system of tickets in the queue, so called a virtual queue. And we know if we call you, you're two tickets away, if you like, from being allowed into the store. And that allows us to keep the rolling movement and customers in.
What was the peak waiting time yesterday, Medderick?
So it varied from store to store. I think the FC, or Dubai Festival City, was our busiest store. And obviously we have a peak around 2 to 4 o'clock was our busiest time. And they came in waves. So sometimes there was no queue wave. It just walked straight in using the code system and the thermometers that we check people's temperatures. And then on a few occasions, it was about a 10-minute wait. I think the worst at one point it got to was 50 minutes, but it was ever so brief. And I think the teams are getting faster as they're getting used to technology. We worked so hard to get this in place, being a real world first with Microsoft, because most people are going for complicated, hard-coded systems, whereas this is web-based. And as a result of that, we literally came off the press productivity the night before, implemented it literally into the systems before store opening. So the training was doing live, and the staff were learning as we went through the day to use it quicker and better. So today should be another smoother day.
So well done. Congratulations on getting this system up and running so quickly, which presents the question, to what extent are you rolling this out over other Al-Futtaim brands, either in terms of your malls like Dubai Festival City or other brands that Al-Futtaim represents like Marks & Spencer and Toys R Us? And going on from that, is this something that you could roll out to other retailers? I know, for example, previously you worked at Landmark Group. Could this be a solution that you sell to other retailers?
I think, this is all about safety first and customers first. There is no economic interest for us other than making our customers safe. So the more that we can share this to other retailers and help them also deal, then I think we're all commonly working together as professionals in the retailing world. Obviously, we have to balance that off with what the mall operators are doing as well, because some malls have their own restrictions and how they need to operate. But certainly across Al-Futtaim and our big brothers, you know, IKEA, we're looking to see how we can utilize this to help them crowd manage, because we do see, and it's normal, customers want to come back to stores and have that get out and see products, go and see things. So we really would like to see how we can roll it out across the estate and to share with other retailers.
But it's not been rolled out in your other brands, Marks and Sparks, IKEA, yet?
No, not yet. But yesterday, guys from IKEA were looking at it, and it's being assessed at the moment. And our IT, what we want to do is proof of concept first, which is doing today and tomorrow, and it's been working. And then we'll certainly be looking at this across the estate where possible.
Quick word on online retail, and I have to say, big shout out to you guys from the Dean household. Yesterday we had a delivery of 15 rubber mats, which are down in the garden, and we were out playing on those yesterday. So we've been shopping online, as many others have as well. What kind of an increase have you seen in your online retail versus 2 months ago? What kind of percentage increase, and how have you managed that logistically?
To be honest, the percentages are crazy because it's based on sales figures, so it doesn't have any sense. But just to give you a sort of idea, in some cases, it's gone from something like 5 to 6-fold in terms of just volume. And that is an enormous amount for us to have to turn around. And that's also forced us to find solutions in technology to how we can process those quicker internally. So it's been a tremendous amount of work to get those out to customers. Most customers have been very, very, very understanding and patient as we try to actually get things out. And it has been a challenge for the third-party providers to do the delivery sometimes, given all the regulations that they have to follow, particularly on safety when delivering.
Medderick, great talking to you. Appreciate your time today. Congratulations on that technological first and your work with Microsoft. That's the voice of Medderick Payne, Managing Director for Multi-Brands at Al-Futtaim, principally Ace Hardware stores, which are back open and using QR codes, technology just developed over the past 72 hours with Microsoft, to make sure that no more than 30% of the normal capacity is in those stores so that we can all stay safe.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.